Hello, and welcome to the Career Management Education Series, which will include podcasts, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos. Please check back for future releases on a variety of topics within our competency development program. I am Dr. Jeffrey Weaver with Avancia Technologies, and I am joined by Ms. Ann Lair, Senior Vice President with the Center for Human Capital Innovation, and we will be your host. Today's podcast topic is 7 Styles of Learning. Hi, Ann. Welcome back to the studio. It's great to be working with you again.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thanks so much for inviting me back.
And as you know, this podcast will allow us to share information and best practices, outline some skills, reiterate information from other sources, and describe ways for employees and managers to gain better working relationships, as well as grow in proficiency in a variety of skills and competencies. The purpose for this particular podcast is to provide insights to help employees become more engaged and help managers, supervisors, and leaders alike create an optimum environment for effective employee engagement and hopefully improved retention. These podcasts provide tips, techniques, and a solid understanding of materials and topics for a self-paced employee development approach. To make sure that we're clear as to why we're all here today, I wanted to take a moment and share the objectives of this podcast. And the objectives are: identify the different styles of learning, have a familiarity with the different strengths of each learning style, and effectively understand the best learning style for the workforce. So let's get started. And so I know you have a long background and expertise in leadership development and training. So I know that understanding these 7 learning styles is probably something you're used to on a daily basis. So if we had to define what a learning style was, I'm sure you could come up with a pretty good answer for that.
It's actually a pretty simple answer, Jeffrey. A learning style is how you learn. There are 7 styles, as you said earlier, and this is for adults and how they learn. And all of us have preferred styles, but to answer your question, a learning style is just how do you learn? How do you retain information? Mm-hmm. How do you recall things and remember things?
So I like the idea of being able to retain things. As we become more mature, sometimes that is harder for some folks. So what would you say would be an important understanding of learning styles to make sure that people get that point?
So if I know my learning style, it's going to help me use the style that works for me. So it improves the speed and the quality of what I'm trying to learn. So it helps me because I'm learning in a way that works for me and I'm going to recall it faster. I'm going to retain it better. And then that helps me move on to the next part of my career or in my family or in my community. It also helps because if I understand how the people around me learn, I can then start to communicate in a way that works for them. So let's say, for example, you learn, we'll call it visual for now, we'll explain it a little bit, which means you like to see things and pictures and images. And I learn, for example, kinesthetic, which means physical, I like to touch things. I want to then communicate with you in a way that works for you. So then instead of me saying, here, touch this, you can make sure you don't understand how to work with it, I'm going to give you images and pictures and a PowerPoint deck and a TED Talk video so that you are learning it in a way that works for you. And now you're not trying to learn it in a way that works for me. So the bottom line is, if we understand our own learning styles and those around us, we can communicate better and we can make sure that we are effective in all the things we're trying to do.
Thank you for sharing that. So what's important to understand learning styles?
If I understand my learning style, I can then use that style to improve the speed and the quality of my learning. So it's going to save me time. I'm going to retain it faster and I'll be able to use it and apply it in a different way immediately. The other reason it's important to understand your learning styles is it helps me communicate with you. Mm-hmm. Because likely we have different learning styles. And what we want to do is we want to, as the communicator, share it in a way that the communicatee, that would be you, can retain it and learn it as well. So it helps us improve our relationships, and it also just helps us save time because then we can move on faster to apply it.
Great. And that goes back to something that we hear all the time, reaching somebody where they are. So if you understand a learning style and that there are differences in how people learn, if you are speaking or teaching someone in their style, we can basically understand that that person is going to retain it a little bit better. But again, it goes back to being able to recognize what those are. So that's a great segue into our next question is, what are the different styles?
So there's 7 of them. We're going to go through them one by one. And again, all they are is there are 7 ways that adults tend to learn. In general, sometimes we call it learning styles, adult learning styles, whatever you call it. It's how do we learn in 7 different ways. Most of us have 1, 2, maybe 3 preferred styles, and we tend to use those more often. Mm-hmm. And as an employee, a colleague, a supervisor, we want to be able to flex and use all the styles so that we can then communicate best with the person that we're working with. Mm-hmm. So the 7 styles, we're going to go one by one. The first one is visual or spatial. And what that means, it's someone who prefers pictures and images and wants to be able to see things. So this could be a TED talk. This could be a PowerPoint deck, but you're explaining something using a visual cue. That would be the first one in terms of visual. The second one is what we call oral or auditory. And as it sounds, this is someone who prefers sound, maybe even music. So this is someone who likes podcasts, or perhaps someone who wants to hear something to music as a way to retain information. So I'm going to do one more, Jeffrey, then I'm going to stop before we go to the final 4 and see if there's any questions or thoughts you have.
Okay.
So a linguistic learner is someone who would enjoy things such as a white paper, a whiteboard. Maybe it's going to be something that they could actually see it in writing. And that's the best way that they can retain the information. So the first 3 are visual or spatial, oral or auditory, and then verbal or linguistic. Those are 3 ways that adults can learn information.
That's great. And I think those are important to note as the top 3 on your list, because really I think they're the top 3 that most people use. So you hear people all the time talking about, I'm one of those hands-on folks. If I can see it, touch it, feel it, I can do anything. But then you have those folks are, I would say, more along the lines of an extrovert or somebody who has to be involved in that. But you also have to look at folks that are introverted. They like to do things in their own way and they're quiet. And that's that visual person where I can look at something. I don't have to touch it, but I can internalize that. And then, okay, I'm good. I've got that.
Yeah. So you've done a perfect segue into the next 4. So the next one of our 4 learning style that we talk about is kinesthetic or physical. So this is someone who learns by touching, by playing with your hands, by somehow being able to manipulate it. This is someone, for example, who has to go out and practice something and then come back into it. The 5th way is someone who what we call logical or mathematical. This is someone who prefers, for example, a flowchart, one who needs to be able to see how it would actually look with the logic and the reasoning in there. The 6th way is what we call interpersonal, and the 7th is intrapersonal. A little confusing there. So the 6th one, interpersonal, is someone who likes to learn in groups. You talked about that earlier. They learn in groups, they talk together in groups, and that's how they retain information. The intrapersonal, number 7, is someone who prefers to work alone, maybe it's self-study, and then they'll get into the conversation. Mm-hmm. So again, there's 7 different ways, visual, auditory, verbal, physical, logical, and then intra and interpersonal. And the whole point is when we understand what our learning style is and we understand the learning style of those who work with us, we can then better communicate and retain information, recall information, and move forward faster.
That's great information. Thank you so much. If you were teaching a class to some new folks and they didn't know your learning style, how would you tell them to understand or be able to recognize somebody else's learning style?
So I often ask a question. For example, I might say, hey, Jeffrey, we have some information that we have to all digest. Would you prefer I sent it to you as a podcast, or do you prefer that I sent it to you as a video? Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, podcast. So automatically, I know they're probably an auditory learner. If you were to ask someone, hey, what's your learning style? Probably wouldn't know what you were talking about. But if I said to you, hey, Jeffrey, would you prefer that I wrote it out as a flow chart, or would you prefer that we talk about it as a group? You would say what the answer is, and then that's how I would know, and then how you can start to identify for yourself how you would best learn. So for example, for me, I'm a kinesthetic visual learner. Now, does this mean that I can't read? Of course I can read. Does this mean that I can't do flow charts? Of course I can. However, for me to really retain it and do it quickly, I prefer to touch it. I prefer to see it, and then I can get it. And so that I know that, then the question is, so Jeffrey, what do you prefer? How do you learn?
I actually learn the exact same way. I have to be able to put my hands on it, and I'm not tearing it apart, but you have to go through that. And it's kind of like for me, it's like driving. If I'm going someplace new for the first time, I'm really paying attention to the directions and listening to everything on the GPS as it's telling me. But after that first time, I've touched it, I've seen it, now I can go back and do it myself without the GPS. So I kind of learned that exact same way.
Exactly. And so lots of people, again, don't know what their learning style is. It's mm-hmm. not something you learn in high school or middle school. There's not a class on this. And so for you to be able to ask someone, hey, would you prefer that perhaps we give a white paper on this or that you watch a TED Talk, that will help them identify and help you identify what's the best way to communicate with them.
That's great. And that leads right into my next question, which you've already started to answer is, so now that we know these seven styles, how do we best use them in the workplace?
Well, first of all, I want to stress there is not one that is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think, oh, I must be a visual learner. No, as a manager, a colleague, a supervisor, we need to understand all seven so that we can communicate. So there's not one that is better than another. What is important is to understand how does the person in front of me learn so that I can communicate in a way that works for them. So how do you use this? First, understand yourself and share it. For example, if you and I were talking about something, Jeffrey, I'd say, hey, Jeffrey, do you have a visual of this that helps me learn better? Like mm-hmm. there's no shame in just putting it out there. Hey, Jeffrey, is there something I could listen to that would help me understand this better? That's the way that you could do it. I have a close colleague who often says, send me the information ahead of time so that I can read it and process it, and then let's talk about it. So that's someone who is that intrapersonal.
Mm-hmm.
So understand yourself, then ask others around you, how do they prefer to learn? And then you can start to use it right away. Because what we don't want to do is that you always present information in the way that you prefer. So if I always presented information in a visual way because that's what I prefer, I'd be cutting out half of my audience who preferred it in a different way. Now, does that mean, again, that they couldn't retain it? No, they're smart. Of course, they could retain it. What it means, though, is that I am not matching where they are at, and I'm mm-hmm. not helping them learn.
Thank you. So if you had to dig back into your expertise, would you say that the visual learning is more prevalent in what you do when you're working with adults?
I would say, in general, think about our school systems. Our school systems favor the verbal learners. They favor the oral or the auditory learners
mm-hmm.
and the visual learners. Think about you go to class, you listen to an instructor, you read something, and then you have to write something. So those three are only the ones that we use in our education systems as well as at work.
Okay, great. So let me ask one last question, Ann. What's in it for me? Why do I as an individual think that understanding and knowing how to identify these seven learning styles would help me be a better person, employee, and or manager?
What's in it for you is, A, you're going to learn how to learn faster, how to recall information, how to retain information so that you can be more successful in whatever you're trying to achieve. What's also in it for you is that you're going to build relationships because you're going to be able to communicate in a way that works for the other person. Lots of times someone will say to me, but Ann, I explained it 6 times to that person. What's wrong with them? Mm-hmm. And I say, well, how did you explain it to them? Well, I put it all in writing. I said, well, they're a visual learner. That's not going to work for them. Make it easy for them so that they can learn and become a part of the team. So it helps you as an individual, and it also helps the team, whether it's a team in your community, a team in your family, or a team at work.
Thank you. I'm always looking for ways to self-improve. So when I listen to things like this, I'm always taking notes. You probably didn't see me, but I was taking notes as you were talking. But thank you so much for sharing all of this information and this background and the expertise. And thank you for your participation on this podcast.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's always a pleasure.
And thank you again to our listeners who took time out of their busy day to listen to this information and so that they might be able to improve their self as well. Please remember to check back for additional podcasts, additional webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos from the Career Management Education Series. And this concludes our 7 Styles of Learning podcast. We also love to hear your comments, your feedback, and or questions that you might have, and even ideas for future podcasts. So please submit them to Ms. Lair at her direct email at annlair@centerforhci.org. And I spell that annelohr@centerforhci.org. hci.org. And we look forward to hearing from you.